This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hi, thanks for joining us on the Jake Gasman Show. Coming up next, SportsMap Radio. It is Wake Up Call on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. Next time you make chicken franchise, add capers to it. It becomes chicken piccata. Try it next time. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I like making chicken franchise, though. It's kind of cool. But again, as I was saying earlier, whenever I cook anything, whenever I really cook something, and there's a few dishes I really know how to cook. Like, I'll go to the supermarket, get the ingredients. Even if I have them lying around, I will still always start fresh. I'll get all the ingredients I need. I always act like I'm on a cooking show when I cook, and it drives my family crazy. They hate it. They hate it. Because I'm in the kitchen pretending like I'm on the Food Network channel. Like, yeah, if you're going to butterfly chicken, make sure you get it. You know, I do that all the time. Deglaze the pan. Make sure you take it off the heat. Add the white wine.
So are you trying to tell us that if the whole sports thing falls through, are you going to become Chef Tony?
I could, yeah, but I would only have like four or five dishes.
A lot of good restaurants only open with four or five dishes.
I can't do like Chopped. Like I can't, I don't know how those guys do it, where they get all those ingredients and like, I'm going to make a tartare.
Yeah, you could do a Master Chef. I don't know how to reduce anything.
No, I'm just like, look, I learned how to do these couple of dishes that I like to eat, and that's it. That's what I like. That's what I do. I make great chicken parmesan. I make great chicken piccata. You know, I make some other good dishes, but that's it.
You branch away from chicken. I hear a lot of chicken.
Yeah, it's
out
all
of you.
Chicken because I'm a big chicken. I'm not a big fish person.
No one should be.
I mean, my family is. I can't eat. Like, if my wife said to me, we're having salmon, I'll eat it. I don't mind salmon. But it's not the thing I want, right?
See, I'm the opposite. I can't do salmon. But if you're saying to me, like, hey, you know, a fish like that where the meat is more steak-like, like a swordfish,
right.
I can go that route.
Right. Yeah, we had one fish meal. I forget what kind of fish it was. And I ate it begrudgingly. And I said, this isn't my thing. I just don't look forward to it. I'm not excited about eating it. So I didn't really want to eat it. But chicken, I'm fantastic. Like I'll have like six or seven chicken dishes. I'm good with that. So, but I also make a good rice dish. I got all sorts of things. But again, when you're in my house, you got to put up with me yapping my way through the entire dish.
I think we need it on video.
Like I'm on TV.
Video or it didn't happen. Not a photo, because you can't hear the photo. Somebody in your house needs to videotape it and then just post it. And so we can make it go viral.
And I do it in a crazy little Gordon Ramsay accent.
Do you go a salt guy?
Where I put salt on everything?
Well, no, you know,
add
like,
salt?
I don't remember what the salt guy's name is.
Oh, Emeril. Bam!
No, not Emeril. No? It's the new guy who just wears a white t-shirt, always has the sunglasses on.
Oh.
And he does this thing with his arm where he's like salting, but he's
I don't know his name, but I know
what
you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. Where,
yeah.
Yeah. You ever do that?
No.
You got to become
that
guy,
too.
I got to
do that now.
Just wear the white t-shirt.
So I'm more like, that's nice. Put a little spice on there and make sure it goes off the pan. Like, that's more me.
So you're more BBC.
Yeah, I'm more BBC.
Gordon Ramsay.
Like the chicken.
Not Fox Gordon Ramsay.
A nice brown coating, and then make sure you layer it with the sauce. Like that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between BBC Gordon Ramsay and Fox Gordon Ramsay.
I know. Why do we get the angry Gordon Ramsay England gets the really nice, sophisticated, talk to you like you're a human being Gordon Ramsay? We get the screaming at us because we cooked a steak medium well, Gordon Ramsay. Oh, you're trying to kill me with it. Like, why do we get that guy? Comes over and somebody goes, oh, chef, yeah, I burnt the peas a little bit. I kind of had a little, oh, bloody. And he screams at them.
Yeah.
And just
but
screams
you don't really know.
At
all,
them.
All it is beep, beep,
yeah,
beep, beep,
beep, beep.
But, in, you know, BBC Gordon Ramsay.
I added too much butter to the broccoli, and he acts like we, you know, we just nuked Cleveland.
Right. But then you get the BBC Gordon Ramsay, and it's all, you know, tea for afternoon tea, and we're just sipping by fireside. It's great.
If you take the souffle, it should make a nice rise and a delicious dessert. That's what they get. That's the calmness, professional. Like, he looks at the BBC audience and goes, you can do this. And then here he's like, oh, you're all just hamburgers and french fries, idiots, fat Americans. That's the Gordon Ramsay we get. It's terrible. terrible. Yeah, well, nevertheless. Piccata, add capers and it becomes a chicken piccata. I'll take that advice. Thanks, Twitter. All right, Jake Asman Show is coming up next. Sports Map Radio.